Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right, Beamaz and Beamer, back together here on WBEN for the next hour or so. Hope everyone's having a nice Monday out there. How you doing, Joe? How's your weekend?
Beautiful day. This sounds like it's going to be one of the best of the week. Not looking forward to Wednesday.
You're not looking forward to the heat?
No.
On Wednesday? No. Whatever about it. I don't like the heat.
No.
But it's not like I'm being forced to stay outside in it.
No, well, your heat, because your heated seats, because you say in the summer sometimes you still turn on your heated seats.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling Wednesday, is that going to not
probably
be the case?
Not.
Okay, yeah.
But like this morning, they were on low.
Oh, well, my heat was on this morning because I had to defrost the the windshield.
I mean, you know, they go on sometimes.
But it was a nice weekend, right? Was able to get a lot done. What about you? Any yard work, any housework in this?
Oh, it's great. Friday, my son and I took my son to the FC Buffalo game. And
nice.
Well, first half. We can only last a half.
That's good, though.
But that's he wants to stay, but you know, I know our limits here.
You're the realistic one.
Yes, I'm the person who I can see into the future when it comes. I'm like, hey, we stay for another half. Tomorrow's going to be rough. So we did that on Friday. Went to Art Park on Saturday for the show. It was amazing. The War on Drugs played. They were fantastic. Got some work done around the house, finishing up a room in my house on Sunday. So got a whole weekend filled with great stuff.
Look at you.
A perfect weekend to do all that stuff too. And then this week, you have the heat, as you mentioned, Joe. I was talking about this like an hour ago. You don't really hear about it anymore. You still hear, all right, rainy day, go to the movies. But I feel like all the time, that was also like hot day.
Yes.
Go to the movies because they have the AC and everything.
There was a Hey Arnold episode about that, yes.
There was?
Yes.
Well, I feel like that used to be a thing. But I don't think that's a thing anymore. Like, when's the last time you ever heard that?
Probably that Hey Arnold episode.
But and so now someone texted in to our text board when I said that about an hour ago. They said, well, yeah, I'll go to the theater with the rising energy costs. Let them pay for it. Yeah, well, something tells me it's not going to cost, you know, I pay the bills too. And it doesn't cost 20 minutes to run the AC for, or $20 to run the AC for 2 hours.
No,
if
that's
it did,
true.
That would be wild. So you are paying more in the movie theater. But I think that's probably why, right? Because the movies became way more expensive. So the idea of like, oh, let's go to cool off. Like, you're going to cool off if there's a movie you were planning on seeing.
Yeah. Do they still do matinee pricing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not just matinee. I mean, there's different prices for different movies.
Oh.
Different days at different times.
It's been a while.
You could pay a different price every single time you go to the movies.
I'll tell you, I missed the movie Land 8. On Tuesdays for $2, you got a ticket.
Tuesday afternoon. Cheap shows, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Tuesday afternoon, $2, got you a ticket, a popcorn, and a soda.
Yeah. Friday meal deals, too, or Friday date nights or whatever they had there.
Those were good times. I had no problem waiting a little longer until a movie was in one of those theaters.
Yeah, I wait longer now. I mean, who knows when I'll see this Jurassic Park movie? Probably never. I just saw on TV the Elvis movie's coming out.
Yes, yes. HBO, I believe.
I thought that it's in movie theaters.
Okay. I thought it was on one of the apps, but you're probably right.
Tom Hanks is in it. If Tom Hanks is going direct to HBO, the movies are dead. That's all I mean, if Tom Hanks can't get your movie in a theater.
Good point. All right.
What's going on here? But, no, I got to see that one. So add another one to the list. Maybe double feature, Jurassic Park and Elvis.
I have to say, to the people at the transit drive-in, why is Top Gun and Top Gun 2 not paired together? I think that would be an awesome thing to do. Pair Top Gun 1 and Top Gun 2. It's a double feature.
You probably would have to do some work, right, to get the old Top Gun in a format for... I don't know. I'm not an expert. It's all digital now, but I feel like that would require a good amount of legwork.
See, usually I just say, doesn't this make sense? But then, yes, you're right. There is a reality to it.
But no, I had a great weekend and it was fun. You know, everything. Went to a game on Friday. Went to the show on Saturday. You know, doing stuff all around town. And my wife doing the same too. You sound like you had, you know, passed too. You're out and doing events.
Oh.
And I was thinking, you know, it's nice to be back to normal. Right? I mean, it's nice. We're all the way back. We're all the way back to normal. But what, right? I mean, what are the things that aren't back to normal for you? Right? Because there are still things. And every now and then, you get like a little reminder. You're like, oh, people are still doing that?
Right.
Now, for example, I saw this over the weekend here in New York. We had a debate last week. The Democrats,
yes,
who are running in the primary for governor.
Right.
The governor and two challengers were both on the stage. Republicans are going to do the same thing, except for Andrew Giuliani is barred from debating in person inside the CBS studio because he's not vaccinated.
Wow. I did not know that.
So they offered him, he can be, you know, on Zoom, you know, with the other two in studio, but he's not going to be allowed to be in the studio for this. Now, you know, he can go on a train, go on a plane, eat at a restaurant, go to a game, go, you know, do literally anything, but he can't be in the CBS studio with five other people.
He could have gone to the Rangers playoff game.
Yeah.
But he can't go to...
Not allowed.
Wow.
Because he's unvaccinated. And, you know, now this is the obvious fight. There's, you know, including Nick Langworthy, who you talked to yesterday, saying that it's ridiculous. You're keeping him away from taking part in this debate, yada, yada, yada. So there was one, right? There's one example. Two example. Over the weekend, a couple of travel restrictions that, you know, I think for some people might not have even realized are still a thing.
Me included.
Were struck down. They include here in the U.S., okay, you don't have to, if you're traveling internationally from somewhere back here into the U.S., you don't have to have that negative COVID test before flying back. Joe, that's something that kept you from your honeymoon.
From my honeymoon, exactly. Because we did not want one of us or both of us to either be stopped or be stuck in Jamaica for 5 days. Again, you know, trying to run on a tight budget.
What, 6 months ago that was supposed to be?
Yeah, yeah. That was February, so 4 months ago.
And just now, that's ending. Now, you know, and I've heard a lot of things from different people. Some people, you know, didn't make any plans because of the rule that was in place. They were nervous about it. Some people went along. It's just fine. You've heard of some troubles. I've also heard of people saying, you know, you have an easier time sourcing a negative COVID test result in order to fly back home than you would weed at a Dave Matthews concert.
Right.
Now, Canada, the federal government pausing random COVID tests at airports, basically after Ryan Whitney, a former NHL player, all throughout social media, went through his lengthy ordeal at Pearson Airport in Toronto, saying how ridiculous it was that he couldn't get home, he couldn't get in, he was stuck in the airport for over a day because of some of these COVID restrictions, random COVID tests, long lines, people missing flights, chaos at the airports. They have, well, not totally done away with it, but put it on pause until June 30th. So, okay, so here's more and more restriction. I didn't realize that that was a thing.
It's still in place, yeah.
That you still had to do that. To cross the border, you still have to show proof of vaccination. You see the sign. It's like a little reminder every time you're driving on the 190.
Right.
I have a good friend. They were going on a cruise. Flew out a day before because you don't want to miss the cruise. You don't want to make that risk. You hear about all the problems with flights of having your flight delayed, missing the cruise. The boat will leave without you. So you fly in a day early. A cruise, at least for the line that they were going on, you have to have a negative COVID test to go on this cruise boat. But it has to be within
72 hours?
I think even it's like 48 hours or something like that. So the only time they could get the test was at the airport here in Buffalo. Flew a connecting flight to Baltimore before heading down to Florida. They land in Baltimore. Hey, guess what? You're positive. So now Cruise is off the then turn right back around, hop on a plane, go back to Buffalo, and I guess we're not going on a cruise. I
hop back on the plane positive?
Well, yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do?
I'm just saying, though, that just shows you, like, oh, we're fine to go on the plane.
Exactly.
Not on a boat where you'd have your own room.
It is crazy, and you're still dealing with this in so many different ways, shapes, and forms that, you know, for me, here I am having a great weekend and going about and thinking, you know what? Oh, this is back to normal. But
right,
you could still find the examples. Where are the examples? Where are you still finding it? 803-0930 to join us this morning.
Isn't it funny that we talked about this before the show, and there's an example that I have been living every Thursday for the last 2 months, and I didn't think of it until just now.
What's that?
Well, since we are in a medium to high COVID rate in Erie County, for my FBI Citizens Academy, I've been having to wear a mask for 3 hours every Thursday from 6 to 9.
Wow. I can't.
To the point where a few classes ago, I didn't have a mask in my car, right? I had to take one I found on the floor, don't know where it had been, and I had to wear that for 3 hours.
Safe and sanitary.
That's right. That's right.
I'm sure. But at least you were following the protocol.
So every Thursday for the last 2 months, from 6 to 9, I've been having to wear a mask during the FBI Academy. This Thursday is our last class, so that example for me will be gone after Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. But it's out there still to this day, and it's one of these things that, you know, okay, you're saying you're wearing this mask in every Thursday. I couldn't find you one in my car or in my house.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to begin to look.
Right.
I have no idea, and I'm kind of, I don't want to say immune to it because it might, I mean, here's an example. I'm not going into Canada. I would be allowed to.
Right.
But am I going to download this app and do all these other, and, you know,
be subjected to a random test that you still are at the border?
No, I'm just not going to. I'm not going to do it probably until it's back to normal or until there's like a really, really good reason of why I want to go north of the border. But little trips are totally done.
Yeah, the days of going McDonald's to collect the hockey sticks when I was in high school, those are it's more of a hassle now to get into Canada.
But stuff like that, you know, you want to do something fun in Canada, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And that, I was thinking, all right, so that's how it impacts me. But, you know, day to day, not so much. I don't think that's true for everybody. Someone just chiming in, and you can too. How are you still dealing with a COVID rule in your day-to-day life? Are you still dealing with a reminder? 803-0930, someone texted in, the court system still requires masks. So if you're working there, right?
I think it's anything government because of that, you know, what do they call it? The spread, whatever it is, it's medium to high. So a lot of government buildings are...
That's actually the perfect explanation. Whatever it is... It's in whatever color it is that makes it whatever it is where they decide that everyone, okay, you have to wear a mask now.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what it sounds like. Someone chimed in, we're going to the Bills game in Detroit for Thanksgiving, avoiding traveling through Canada because of the restrictions.
That's what we talked about.
I mean, there's an example right there. And
that's cutting 2 hours off your trip if you would go through Canada, but no one wants to go through the hassle.
But the question is, but is it? Maybe it's
true.
Adding six.
True.
But little things like that, I mean, are still existing. When I saw that Giuliani story, I was just, I thought it was crazy. It's funny because his foes are actually backing him up in this debate. Lee Zeldin said it was ridiculous to exclude him from the stage. Rob Astorino called it stupid, outrageous, and completely unreasonable. The stance is, you know, it is. I struggle to find the reasoning of why this would happen, right? I struggle to find how it's still in this part of 2022. You could still make that argument that, right, everyone you know who's gotten COVID in the last 2 months.
2 months, okay.
Vaccinated?
Yes.
Okay.
And besides...
And gave it to somebody else?
Yes. Actually, I know of someone who was vaccinated and gave it to someone who had been boosted. And the person who was boosted, sorry to call them out like this, the person who was boosted actually got sicker than the person who was just vaccinated.
but it's, I mean, we are, and now you're over a year, right? Since a lot of people have gotten vaccinated?
Over.
Maybe some people have gotten a shot now, a booster shot 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Or
are people getting
sooner?
The fourth? I mean, are people getting their fourth?
But that's, who's in what? And it is... It is crazy to me that we're still talking about these rules impacting people's lives in such a way. Here's one. Husband had a colonoscopy. Glad he didn't say his name to totally spill the beans out here. Had to sit in the parking lot to wait for him because you couldn't go in. And, you know, there's still limitations on where you could go. Doctor's offices require masks, and that's by law, not by choice. The last time I wore a mask, Joe... At the dentist's office.
Wow.
You have to wear a mask.
Your dentist got a good look at your teeth?
You have to wear one while you're walking from the door to the chair where they spend 40 minutes looking inside your open mouth. The DMV, someone said, is still dealing with a lot of these COVID things, which actually might be... I feel like I've heard less DMV complaints... Because people are making appointments now.
Appointments, yes.
And not waiting around. How about this? A UB employee says they still need to test weekly because they're unvaccinated. And I've seen that a lot. A lot of places have kind of quietly dropped that. Which is why, you know, I know it, you know, there were schools like this. There were a lot of businesses
right.
like this. Okay, vaccine requirement. Especially vaccine requirement if you want to come back. To working in an office. And then it was, okay, vaccine requirement, or you could do that, or you have to do a test weekly or bi-weekly. And then eventually, yeah, well...
Random testing.
You don't have to do the tests anymore.
Right.
And, well, the vaccine... And, you know, quietly, I think even without many of the employees noticing, they've just kind of faded away into the background. And it's not faded away into the background if you're one of these few people who still have to do this every single day or week.
And it's interesting, Brian, that we are having the conversation on June 13th, because 2 days from now is June 15th, if you couldn't do the math. A year ago, June 15th, New York State had dropped all COVID restrictions just to add them back 2 months later. But it's because, Brian, I was one of these people, and I think we talked about it. Like, hey, it's done. It's finally over. We're back to normal. And look, a year later, from the fireworks and talking about being done with COVID, there are still people who, you know, we talk about it like, you know, we ran into it, we read about it, but there are people listening to us right now who daily are still dealing with COVID restrictions.
It's wild. We're still talking about it. If you have one you want to add to the list, 803-0930. Oh, this is a great one. Someone said, the vet, I didn't have a mask, had to wait in the parking lot during my pet's exam. And that's one that, you know, if Joe, if that was me, I would have had to turn away. And I probably would have been charged like $50 for a checkup that they never did. But my dog, I cannot.
You have to be there.
Yeah. I mean, my dog would freak out. And then, you know, I don't know what would happen. So that it would be a wasted trip for me. But all these places still have some sort of requirement for travel, mask requirement somewhere or something like that, where it is kind of crazy that you can have a weekend like you just did and like we were just describing. You feel like you're back to normal. Doesn't really go for everybody. 803-0930, you can join us here, BMaz and Beamer on WB.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BEM.
It's BMaz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, welcome back. BMaz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. On a Monday, kicking off your week right, I hope. Wow. Do you like how the confidence kind of went away?
Exuding confidence, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. BMS and Beamer here. And we've been talking the continuing COVID restrictions that are still out there. Because I think for a lot of people, like myself, I started off the show. We were talking about a great weekend. I went to a soccer game on Friday. I went out to a concert on Saturday. You know, we're doing all sorts of things. And you're just kind of living life again. And then you get these little reminders every now and then. Maybe it's driving on the 190. Hey, you know, entry to Canada requires proof of vaccination. You see the billboards on the big flashing signs every time you're driving on the 290 or the 190 or wherever. Maybe it's seeing that story about one of the Republican candidates for governor not allowed to debate because he can't show proof of vaccination. It's any one of these travel nightmare stories where you have a positive COVID test somehow, and then poof, your whole vacation goes up into smoke because you're not allowed on what, the cruise ship, the resort, anything like that. Which I would have to imagine, Joe, is still making people, I don't, myself included, a little leery about
international
booking travel. I mean, it doesn't even have to be international, but just every time I hear something about people going to the airport for anything, I mean, flights are just, they're going haywire. It's like no one has the same flight. Everything's getting changed. Some are getting canceled last minute, and then you're forced to go, what, on a different day? Well, that might not work. It's making me hesitant to even think about doing that.
Well, the pain that we've gone through for trying to reschedule our honeymoon credits. Obviously, we went on a honeymoon, but we drove there. Our credits, you know, we were going to go to Miami next weekend, see the Mets play. That got canceled because the airline stopped doing their direct flight to Fort Lauderdale, which to me is in Buffalo. Makes no sense. But that got canceled. Now we're going to New York in August to see the Mets play. But Brian, until I'm on that airplane, I question if that trip will ever happen.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, this weekend alone, over 1,000 flights either canceled or delayed or rescheduled. I mean, it's every day you hear that.
Can you make a travel plan? How are the restrictions, or how is COVID still impacting, if it is, your day-to-day life? 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN, 803-0930. A lot of people chiming in on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board as well. Someone been talking about New York City. Yeah. Broadway shows still requiring masks, and they have people going around making sure you're wearing it correctly, which is why, you know, the Tony Awards were last night, which is the year in theater. And it would have been more appropriate if the Tonys, like 30 minutes before they were scheduled to begin, just said, wait, a member of the production staff has tested positive. We're shutting down for tonight. No show. Because that, I feel like, of everything I've heard about Broadway and theater shows over the last year, that was the most common thing to happen. So, that, I mean, that really would have kind of put a
that would have been
the nail on the head. Yeah. Would have been the year. The Tonys are canceled. I see this with bands touring. All the time, where, and it's obviously not everybody, but you have to, you can't even, the tickets that you buy, you can't even really be totally comfortable in that. And I think it depends on who you're going to see and what they're deciding to do, because I don't think anybody, you know, is making any touring act or anything like this. But I saw another this past week of a band that said, hey, you know, sorry, you know, it was one of these co-headlining tours. They're actually coming to our park soon. And one band said, you know, hey, positive COVID case on our band staff or whoever. They don't say who. I don't know, which I never understood why.
Right.
It's not like a shame thing. Anyways, but they don't say who, but they say, oh, we're going to be unable to play these next six shows. And I was like, wow, that would, I would actually, you know, if they made that announcement before their show here, I would probably be more likely to buy a ticket because then the other band would play for longer. And
right.
I, you know, but for people who wanted to see that, you know, and the show is still going on, you're thinking, well, hang on a second. You know, what do you mean? You're just not going to play a week's worth of shows on your tour that I have a ticket to? And you still have to worry about that, you know, possibility,
right?
Which was a very rare possibility in the past that somebody who was sick would cancel a show.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, again, depending on the act, 50-50?
Right, yeah. I mean, especially the more members of the band, Brian, you're going to have those cancellations. Oh, you know, we intend to reschedule. It does still loom that big question mark over certain things in our lives that, I mean, we don't think about every day, but when you break it down like that, it's still that big question mark here. I mean, hey, look at, you know, there's been some baseball teams already this season who have had to go without their star players because of a testing policy that has been changed recently in the MLB.
I was going to say, they're still doing that?
They were up until about a month ago because the Mets, pretty much everyone in the NL East did suffer a player or two for a week or two.
But it has to make you kind of question some of the plans. You know, if you're thinking about that, you go about your day-to-day life. You know, I just bought a ticket for another concert coming up next month yesterday. But I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I got to make sure I get this before it sells out. I had a great time Saturday night. Forget this other band is coming. Okay, go on my phone, buy the ticket. And now that we're having this conversation, you know, I'm reading some of these stories about the travel restrictions being lifted, the U.S. and Canada. I'm like, oh, do I have to, like, think about that, that the show might not happen because of this, you know, possibility? If I'm just bought tickets to a band that's testing themselves every day, you know, what are the other inside packed rooms all around the country?
Where the odds are going to get here.
Exactly. I feel like it would be low if they're doing that every single day. So do I have to be worried about that ticket that I just bought? Which is fine if it's, you know, $30 to go to a concert. If all of a sudden you're spending hundreds, thousands of dollars and you're considering a trip, I don't know, maybe you've been holding off that Disney trip with the kids or something like that for 2 years, or your honeymoon, or whatever that vacation is. If you're making that kind of trip, I would have a hard time making any of those plans right now. And that's even that I'm so tempted to Joe, because if you look at cruises and even some flights, you know, some flights are extremely expensive and you talk about airfare going up. But there's others that are dirt cheap. And cruises, I've heard nothing but the people who actually are able to go on them. I've heard nothing but good things about a cruise because the prices have seemingly never been lower. The boats are seemingly not full because they're still not back
Which is a selling point.
Right. So they're still full of, you know, their wait staff and everything.
Yeah.
There's just less people. You're getting extra service when you're on there. But I still have a hard time, especially that story that I shared earlier in the show with my friends who booked the cruise, found out they had a positive test on the flight down and had to turn around and now are going to have to find some new time to go to a cruise. I hear that story and I'm thinking, well, I don't want that happening to me, and throwing a hole because you got to think about all the other things, the time off that you would have put in, all these other things that factor into it. You might have trouble still making plans, even though day to day you're not thinking about it at all.
Right. Like I told you, I forgot about Thursdays, but besides Thursdays, I haven't been thinking of COVID. I haven't been thinking of masks. I mean, I was down to one mask. Not sure where that mask went. Was down to one mask. But now you hear of people on our text board saying they still have to wear a mask to go to work. They still have to test biweekly because they're unvaccinated. But you think, Brian, because it is that summer, everything is seemingly back, right? You want to do stuff, but you're always going to have that looming question mark. Hopefully not always, but you get what I'm saying. Currently, in June of 2022, there are that question mark does loom over things that you would want to do to be considered a normal summer.
And some people on our text board have pointed out family members.
Yes.
Who are still, you know, being very cautious or living by different rules, which you know, I'm personally trying to go through. I can't personally think of any real examples of that. You said you had.
Yeah, no one in my family, but I know of someone who themselves has been, you know, just living their life the whole time. But their significant other is very strict and still to this day strict with COVID. Like, you know, after work, don't go here, don't go there, just come home, you know, which fine. Hey, live your life the way you want to live your life. There are those people out there that, you know, it's this. And the thing that gets me is they've had COVID. I mean, recently, I think after I had COVID, right? But then, you know, still, and hey, as I always say, do what you want to do. But I don't understand, unless it's someone who is a high risk, and it's not. I know these people pretty well. I don't understand that, you know, hey, anyone who comes over has to wear a mask in our house. If you're not vaccinated, you're not welcome over. Which, again, do what you want in your house. I'm not, that's that. I just, if you're not out of that now, Is that how you're going to live the rest of your life? And we're talking about people our age, Brian. Is that how the rest of your life is going to be?
Well, and it's strange because I was thinking about this a little bit over the weekend, that, you know, as more people get out there and are doing, you know, going back to a concert over the summer, or, you know, eating at a doing, you know, any number of these big social activities, you know, there's a few different outcomes. You know, you're just going to go home and then they'll be fine, you know, the rest of the day or week. And then you'll kind of probably say, well, you know, all right, we're back.
Right.
Right. Or, you know, maybe you get COVID. And I think by now, for a lot of people, it's an illness. And then you get over it. And then you go, well, okay, we're back.
Yeah, we're back, and actually, and we're good for the whole summer.
Yeah, there are, you know, but there are people who, you know, it's going to be tougher for still.
Yes.
But as more people kind of get comfortable going out, doing things, whether it's, you know, concert eating, any of these other events, I do think there are more people kind of asking the question. It's like, all right, now I'm going to go back to do this or that or, you know, whatever it is. Why are these things still in place? And I, every week, Joe, every weekend over the summer that passes, I think that number gets a little higher and higher and higher. And I wonder by the end of summer just kind of where we'll be on this, if we'll still be talking about any sort of restriction or vaccine requirement or anything for the plane or wherever you have to go.
I said that a year ago. I mean,
that's true. How many times have we had this conversation?
In August. August will be a full year since the first time I had gone to a packed stadium after the pandemic. Obviously, you and I went to the Sabres game with 2,000 other people in April of 2021.
No, that was not 2,000 other people. There's no way. I don't think we came within 15 feet of another person.
That's true.
The entire time
it
we
was
were there.
You, me, and the cardboard cutouts.
There were more cardboard cutouts than people.
Yeah, oh yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. But August of last year, went to go see the Mets in Pittsburgh. So almost a year has gone by since, you know, reintroducing to that. And obviously you had a full football season with full stadiums, hockey, another baseball, basketball. Every time I watch the NBA Finals or a Stanley Cup game, or I'm at a game myself, Brian, I say, how are there still, you know, there's 18,000 people here, but if I go to the courthouse next door, I need to have a card, a mask. You know, you know what I mean? It's so I've had that mindset for a year. I'd like to think in September, we are back to 2019 September. I just don't see it happening.
There are some of those things, too, where I was at a show the other week. When you bought the tickets, you know, it'll say, oh, you know, whatever restriction, proof of vaccination required or something like that. When you bought tickets months ago. And then you're like on day of trying to scramble to remember, like, wait, do I need something here? And you almost never do.
Right.
It's almost never the case where you have to go in with, I don't know, some sort of proof of vaccine requirement or something like that.
I want to say the last time I had to have vaccine proof. Does this sound right? Maybe I'm wrong, but the last time I can remember is the Bills Patriots playoff game. Does that sound right? I think that's the last time I needed to prove vaccine of an event I went to.
Yeah, that would sound right.
Yeah.
And that was still this year, which is kind of crazy to think that still this year that was going on.
Right.
And I guess we'll see. I would imagine there would be no requirement at the stadium this year. It would be wild to think that that would be the case given
everything
not,
else.
Yeah, it's not true anywhere else.
And it wasn't true at the end of the
hockey season. Yeah. So you had all that. I was also thinking this, Joe, and this was because I was at our park, and I'm going there again to see Jack White at the end of summer. And he does one of my favorite things. A lot of comedians do this. Some musicians do this, where he does the no phones. It's a phone-free show.
I like that idea.
So you either don't bring your phone in, or when you go in, you put it in like this special pouch that can't be unlocked except for, you know, by the people who have the special wand or, you know, Harry Potter at the gate or whatever to unlock your phone out of this pouch so you can't get to it. You're not on your phone or anything like that. I will say this past one wasn't a phone-free show, but I was pleasantly surprised at the amount of phones I didn't see.
Yes.
On Saturday.
What do you do? Pouch or leave it in the car?
Well, so here's now the dilemma. I've been to a couple of these types of shows before. No phones allowed. My go-to thing is usually to just leave it in the car. Because I don't want to, you know, I don't need it. And I'm not going to be able to use it once I'm in the venue anyway. So I'd rather not go and you have to get the pouch, you have to lock it up, then you have to wait in a line or something like that, which it never seems to be that big of a line. But just in my head, it's I just want to be out of there and leave.
Avoid
whenever.
Any further delay.
Yeah. So I would just leave in the car. But now here's the problem. There's no paper tickets anymore. So now the ticket is on the phone that you have to lock up. So I
that
have
does seem
to,
counterproductive.
I have to go in with my phone to scan. I got to see if I can print out some tickets.
I was
going to
say,
you
could print some tickets here.
Now they're like rotating barcodes so that the tickets you can't steal them.
Look
right?
At this technology.
So it refreshes every like 15. If you've been to a Bills game with your phone, you know what I'm talking about. You can't take a screenshot of it.
Right.
It has to be live because it's constantly changing.
It says save to your wallet. Do not screenshot.
So now I was thinking about this because I was at Art Park on Saturday. Like, so I'm going to have to go to this place. I have to bring my phone in and scan it for the ticket and then lock it up inside there. And then once it's locked up, I'm going to have to actually remember where my seat is. Because I won't have the ticket to look at, right?
Yeah.
So I have to. So when someone's at, where are you sitting? I'm like, I don't know. My phone's locked up. And then I have to, in the pouch, find. I'm going to have to carry a pocket big enough to stick this big pouch in.
See, now, I mean, I love the idea of no phone,
but
you're
now it's
adding,
seeming like a hassle.
You're making it confusing and a hassle, yes.
All this is saying, I'm for the no phone thing, but you give me a paper ticket.
Right. Yes. Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm for going to a concert with no phone like in the old days, but give me a ticket like in the old days so I don't need that phone.
Yeah. I just want a paper ticket.
Hopefully they have some extra pouches.
Yeah. I just don't. The not knowing where I sit thing hit me again because I think I looked at that 5 times before I sat down on Saturday.
Imagine. Yeah.
It's like you're going into an airplane. You look at it. All right. C4.
Right.
You start, you're walking down. You look at it again. All right. C4. Then you enter into the plane through the door. You got to pull it. What was I again? And then you're waiting. And I probably look at that 5 times between where they check the ticket and when I'm actually in my seat.
Well, there's a reason you want to do that. It's because you don't want someone to embarrass you. Hey, these are my seats.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've yet to be to a concert with a pouch. Hopefully this summer. I have a few concerts on the list. I want to experience it. I want to experience the not having my phone to grab during a concert.
Well, you could just leave it in. You don't need somebody to pouch your phone to do that. You could just leave it.
Well, no, we just pointed out that you can't. All my tickets are on my phone.
You can. I think a lot of places will give you a will call or an option like that. Although I did just, these tickets I bought yesterday for $3 more if you want will call.
Oh.
Versus free for the mobile ticketing.
That's like a sixth of a beer. $3.
So I didn't do it.
Well, this week I have a concert on Friday. Maybe I'll go phoneless because we can put the ticket somewhere else. I'll go phoneless on Friday.
There you go. You should do it. We'll be back here tomorrow. B-Maz and Beamer. WBEN.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.